others from your area today Love and receive Talk a Radio. Special gift valued at $100 or more.
Participation is limited, so call now, 800-373-8954. That's 800-373-8954. It's
And good day to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Well, good thing, folks, so far no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. We do have some slowing on 405 northbound just after those S-curves up through the Kennedale Hill area. Should break free just after Southeast 64th. Over on the west side, we have slowing on I-5 northbound just after the Boeing Field and up into the West Seattle Bridge. That slowing should taper off by mid-morning and running up into the afternoon. So have a great commute into work and to school. So for more traffic news and weather updates, please stay tuned at the top of each hour or visit 1150kknw.com.
Join Dr. David Livingston, host of The Space Show, each week as he examines emerging potentials for working, living, and yes, even playing off planet Earth as he interviews the people who are creating our future in outer space. Tune in, KKNW, 1150 AM, or listen to us on the Internet. Join in the discussion by phone or email. For listening information, phone number, and past programs, visit us at www.thespaceshow.com.
And here's a look now at your Cairo 7 pinpoint forecast on your Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. for Thursday. Well, we'll see rain showers on and off throughout the day today. Highs in the high 40s, a little bit of wind out of the west to southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, that steady rain will increase through until the evening. For Friday, a shower or two in the morning, then should taper off by the afternoon to partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 50s. And for the weekend, a mix of rain and clouds, a little bit of sun peeking through there, highs in the mid-50s and lows in the low 40s.
Following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. Trying to get my coat unbuttoned here, Mr. Benny.
It's on, it's off. Now, why are you doing this?
Because I'm cold in here. It's like, what is the temperature in
there
here?
There was some inner meaning.
Well, you know, actually, you actually have a sweatshirt on.
Always rocking the sweatshirts.
Oh, do you?
Oh, well, and a long sleeve.
Are you not wearing it because it's chilly in here, or is that just me?
We kind of keep the temperatures kind of down a little bit than your average room because of all the equipment we use on a daily basis in this room, so it's better for performance.
You're getting so corporate.
You know.
That was such a little corporate speech.
I know, right?
Oh, my God. Where is Sue Lundquist? Bring her back. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. We have a great show planned for you today, because, you know, coats on, coats off, yeah, menopause in an hour with national...
See, that's what the toss-up was for you before all...
National Certified Menopause Practitioner, Dr. Tara Allman. Joining me here today, yeah, she's going to tell me why I didn't go through early menopause, but she's probably going to tell me a lot of different things about this. And it's, you know, it's kind of funny. Wish I would have met her 10 years ago. It's probably what everybody says, but the point is there's lots for us to talk about. You know, we have, and she has, a new approach to educating the public about menopause and perimenopause, which is, we're going to have fun. All I can say is we're going to have fun today. We're also going to take your questions and make sure that if you have questions, we get them on the table for you. And we also have two sets of Dr. Allman's DVDs, which will be given away during the show. So we're going to make sure we open up the phone lines, get y'all to call in, and have some juicy, juicy, juicy fun with this today. But let me give you a little information about Dr. Allman. But before I do that, We're going to pull a prosperity card, Mr. B.
All right, let's do it.
I'm already feeling a little warmer.
Yahoo!
I'm already feeling, just talking about menopause, I'm already feeling like a little warmer here.
Is that the sound, because of the sound of money?
Yeah, it's good.
No, I think
sound
it
of money. It's probably what it is. Okay, here we go. We ready?
Yep.
Bam. So what does it take me like forever to pick a card? Here
I've been
we go.
Wondering that every time
it's
you
like,
pull.
It's like I just like shuffle.
Every time.
I think I'm in, what's that poker game?
Texas
Hold'em. Hold'em.
Well, for you it might be Fold'em.
It's Texas Hold'em for me.
I'm out.
There's no question.
Don't even want to look at the card.
I'm like, okay, I put my nickel in. I'm all out. You know, like all in? No, it's like
a
I'm
nickel.
All out. I
no,
put my
one
nickel in.
Nickels anymore.
I'm like, yes, we have nickel chips.
I think I got a nickel.
Do we have a nickel chip?
I don't know. But
do
I
they even make nickels anymore?
I have a nickel in my pocket.
Am I, like, dating myself?
Probably.
Or
pretzels and gumdrops and stuff like that.
Yeah, Pez. That's
yeah,
how you know
that,
how old
that
I
was
am
another
if
way
I start
of,
talking about. Dr. Allman asked me how old I was. So, you know, that's how I'm. If I start to talk about Pez and the Three Stooges, Dr. Allman, you're going to, like, know. This card is I fuel my dreams with faith. I love this one. I fuel my dreams with faith. Yes. Not faith, hope, faith. Faith is not Faith Hill either. Faith is the fuel that drives your dreams into manifestation. After you've conceived of a goal and completed the preparatory steps, surrender your dreams to a higher power with complete faith and knowledge that you will realize the best possible outcome. I love that card because so often we go through the prep steps, Benny, and then everything just bombs, and we wonder why it does, because we've given up on the dream. We're actually giving up on the belief that we could have a dream. My guest today, Dr. Tara Allman, is joining me here today. We could have a great show. We have so many things to talk about and so many things to give away. She's one of America's leading experts in menopausal medicine. She is nationally certified menopause practitioner and highly respected in the medical community. But more importantly, she is on a mission. She established the Allman Foundation, a nonprofit in 2006, and we'll hear about that. The foundation supports causes primarily involving women's health, childhood education, and animal welfare. Yes, sister. Hallelujah. And so joining us here today, we're going to be talking about the frustrations. We're going to be talking about the challenges. We're going to be talking about the relief. And we're going to be talking about menopause, the M word, the word that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But you know who you are if you're out there. You know who you are. You know what's going on. And you know that, you know, there's got to be another conversation. So we are going to touch upon many, many, many things, but we also have a couple of DVDs, which we are going to give away, and you're going to hear about those. But Dr. Allman has a new approach to educating the public, and she's joining us here today, and we're kicking it up real time. Dr. Allman, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Well, I can already tell it's going to be a crazy ride with you,
yeah.
Dr. Pat.
Yeah. I'm almost ready to take my coat off, but just not quite yet.
Well, first of all, I want to tell all your listeners that, you know, you made a statement that, oh, you're all done. You're all through your menopause. So right off the bat, I want everybody to know that once you have finished having your period, your last menstrual period, that's the definition of menopause, and you will be there until the day you die. So if the average age of menopause is 51 and you live until your 80s, you are a menopausal woman for 30 years, and your listeners better really understand that because there's a lot of stuff they got to know about menopause.
Okay, so here's what we have to do, Dr. A.
Yes.
Here's what we have to do. We have got to get the T-shirt. I'm a menopausal woman.
And here
we have
roar.
Got to get... I have got to get this T-shirt.
We
I'm
should.
A menopausal woman, and hear me roar.
See, well, now I'm dating myself. I'm a perimenopausal woman. We'll have to get that one, too.
We'll have to get that one, too. And, you know, the reason I said that to you, because let's go back a little bit. I want to go back for a minute so we can start this conversation. You know, when I went through menopause, I was, and let me just give you an example. I didn't know I was going through menopause. I was in my 30s. And I went to, you name the doctors I went to, what they actually thought I had was AIDS. if you can imagine that. That's what they thought I had. They thought I had AIDS.
And well, then aren't you lucky that all you had was early menopause?
That is it.
Delighted by your diagnosis.
That is it. And the reason they thought that, and this is, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because we've come a long way for two platforms, one for menopause and the other for AIDS.
Yep.
And we've come a long way. And, you know, the fact that I was having dripping wet sweat attacks didn't mean I had AIDS, but it was so absolutely uncontrollable at a very young age. And I was in the corporate world, Dr. Allman. So can you imagine standing up back then in your little suit, right, maybe with your little bow tie on, and all of a sudden the sweat comes through your shirt in the middle of a presentation to executives?
Well, now you're talking again. No, none of us want to experience that. And so now you're talking to the entire sisterhood, those of us who go through it early like you did, and that would be by definition before the age of 40, and those of us who start transitioning in our 40s, which is the time that most of us will begin perimenopause, which is different than menopause, your viewers should, your listeners rather, should probably know the difference.
Yep.
So in perimenopause, you're still having periods, you're still making estrogen, but you're just not doing it reliably. You may start skipping periods, or periods are changing, they're getting longer, they're getting shorter. There's something different about it, and what that marks is the beginning of a really hormonal roller coaster ride. With that comes a lot of symptoms. That perimenopausal transition can last 4 to 8 years, if you can imagine. And then when you finally have your last menstrual period, that's considered menopause. Some of us do it before 50, some of us do it after 50, and when we're all done with our ovarian function, that's menopause, until the day we die, as I said, which many of us are going to hang around into our 80s, that 30-year period is the menopausal period. So for your listeners, if you're transitioning in your 40s, if you're already in menopause, if you're 65 years old, you could really benefit from Menopause in an Hour, which is just a 60-minute video, which is going to really explain to all women very clearly by an expert what they need to know, what all their choices are, so that they don't get up in the middle of their board presentation and drip sweat, and not only that, not be able to sleep, not be able to think, feel very depressed, right? There are a lot of mood changes going on as well. So there's a lot of information we got to get.
There's a lot of information. Let's talk about your approach, because your approach is through what I consider to be a new media venue, for example, DVDs.
Right.
You know, there's got to be a lot of information that, you know, you have put together in your life to say, we need to do something different here, girls.
Well, I'll tell you, it got born out of my own personal frustration with my own patients, who would say when they finally found me, it was that aha moment. Where have you been, Dr. Allman? We couldn't get the right information. The doctor didn't know how to explain it or what to do for us. And if you go into the bookstore, there are so many large books. Which one do you pick? Who has the energy to read it? So I thought, if all the women in America could come and see me for an hour, like the women here in New York get to see me, then I could really explain it well to them, like I do my own patients. Everybody has about an hour. And I also put together with the video a really slim, easy-to-understand guide. It's called The Symptoms and Solutions Guide. You look up your symptom, I have listed the solutions. It makes it really easy to pare down for the individual woman. What do I have? What are my choices? And then you can take that information into your healthcare professional and say, okay, this is what I've learned and this is what I'd like to try for myself.
This is really kind of cool. We're going to really walk through a lot of this today, but what I want to say to all of you out there, we've opened up the phone lines. If you've got comments or questions, those of you that would love to get a question on the air, we'd love to give you a DVD. 1-800-930-2819. That's our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Lots of questions. You know, we're going to talk about vitamin D. We're going to talk about bone density. We're going to be talking about, you know, issues related to breast cancer or not. But that's why we've got Dr. Tara Allman joining us here today. It's an honor and a pleasure to have her here, board certified obstetrician and gynecologist, national certified menopause practitioner, fellow of the American College of Obstetrician and Gynecologists, CEO of the Allman Foundation, wife, mother, friend, and wow, animal activist. We'll be right back.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost. I've lost 65 pounds. Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on the Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Mr. Benny, just come on over here now and I start to work up a sweat. And the temperature in the room is actually going to change.
I will accept that compliment.
Don't you love it? Good job. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Tara Allman has created an incredible new way for us to get educated about the way that the life cycles, our bodies, change, menopause in an hour, and we're going to be talking about that. We actually have two DVDs to give away. We're taking your questions, if you have them, 1-800-930-2819. I don't know if we have an instant message up there today, but Benny will check on that. So, Dr. Allman, thank you so much for joining us here today. I mean, you know, in, kind of in a snapshot, we can really take a look at different points in our lives, like the one that I just shared with you. That I'll always remember, you know? That,
yeah,
that,
and you know what, everybody's, this period of our lives for women, this transition,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
confusing, it can be difficult, but by the way, you know, women don't have to suffer, and you don't have to be confused, and you don't have to be afraid, and we can have a dialogue about it, and you were just talking about the folks in Seattle are mm-hmm. all about talking about out loud and proud about, you know, if they're menopausal, if they're
yeah.
symptomatic, so
yeah.
yay,
yeah.
And hopefully they'll ask a question while we're on the air, but you know, I provided a little spot on our website, menopauseinanhour.com, to ask me a question directly. So you can get access to me on the website and ask me a question if you're too shy right now to ask right on the air.
Let me just ask you this question because I remember that, and maybe this is time, maybe you can tell, you know, can help us with this. Have we all become more educated so that we're not more ashamed and embarrassed by
well,
the
I
symptoms?
Well, I think we talk about it a lot more, which is great.
Uh-huh.
But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of misinformation. I hear it all the time. I hear it on Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it in the on the radio. I hear it in. I see it on the internet. So as it pertains to perimenopause and menopause,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of confusing bad information out there.
What's your top three? What's your top three, you know, what I call, what I like to call, you know, the baddies?
The baddies that estrogen is terrible and fraught with risks of breast cancer, so women
right.
shouldn't even consider using it. That would be a big one.
That's number one.
Uh-huh. And I would also, another myth or bad information is that bioidentical estrogens are safer and better. That's number two. And number three, women should just tough it out because, you know, this is all, you know, natural
yep.
and you shouldn't try to get relief if you really need it.
I'm not with you on that one. Well, let's talk about it for a minute, because let's start with number one. You know, we certainly have gotten a level of awareness about estrogen, and we have gotten so much information that we can't really figure it out. So I think that's part of the problem, don't you think?
Well, I'm going to break down the breast
Thank
cancer
you.
Issue for you right this second.
Okay.
And so all your listeners, listen up, pay attention. Here's
all right.
the right scientific
okay.
answer.
Okay.
Estrogen doesn't cause breast cancer, but what it can do is if you already have a breast cancer cell hiding in your breast, so small we can't see it on mammogram, and you use some estrogen therapy for longer than 5 years, there's a very tiny chance that you can help the breast cancer cell that you already have in your breast to grow, a very small chance after 5 years. So what that means in English for everyone is if I use estrogen therapy for less than 5 years, I am not increasing this risk of possibly helping a breast cancer cell that I already have in my breast grow. And if I need to use it for longer than 5 years because I have determined that my need is really very great and the benefits for me are very great, then the risk of breast cancer is still very tiny. So women need to not be concerned or afraid if they're really symptomatic, like it sounded like you were. You know, if you can't get through your day at work, if you can't take care of your kids, if you can't think, if you can't sleep, if you're irritated and depressed all the time, if your, you know, libido
mm-hmm.
is gone, those are, you know, pretty terrible symptoms to try to tough it out with.
Okay, so I'm going to be, like, completely naive. I'm going to be the person that's going to ask you the questions that probably most people are thinking but maybe won't ask. So here's kind of like a little dilemma in our society, or maybe not. You know, we have a society of young women now, and, you know, I have a niece that I'm very concerned about, that start early on birth control pills. And for a lot of folks, these birth control pills have estrogen in them, correct, or am I off on that?
You are correct.
Okay. So, you know, so the likelihood, imagine this, though. This is the scenario, right? Because, you know, you have children. This
sure.
is the scenario. You start on birth control pills at 15, 16 years old. Yes, everyone, that is really happening. just in case you're thinking, nah, that's it. No. We're starting 15, 16, right?
Yep.
By the time you're 30, you have been on these pills for 14 years. So isn't it true that we're raising, you know, I'm a little statistician, so think about probability, or does that not play a factor in it at all?
Very interestingly, it's a great question, and people think that if you're on birth control pills, you increase your risk of breast cancer, too. You really don't.
I know. That's
you
what
don't.
I was saying. See
it's
that?
It's a myth. Put that back, stick that back into the mythology that birth control pills have to deal with. They've been around since 1960.
Mm-hmm.
They are not associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. They're actually at much higher doses than you see in hormone therapy. And
mm-hmm.
just to punctuate a really underknown point for
mm-hmm.
your listeners, women who are on birth control pills for longer than a year have reduced their risk of ovarian cancer and uterine cancer significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start them, ladies, don't quit after 3 months just because you're having some nuisance bleeding. Stick it out. That'll get better. And you have now done yourself a great service. So women can safely be on pills for 15 years, for 20 years, as long as you're not a smoker over the age of 35.
Right, okay, wow.
So tell me
what the smoking thing does, if you don't mind, because I hear that a lot.
First of all, nobody should smoke. Tell all your listeners in Seattle, I did my training in San Francisco, so I know you're a fairly healthy bunch out there on the West Coast.
But this is like a national hour, so you go right ahead and tell everybody.
Tell all of it. Okay, well, then everybody better stop smoking right away, because no good can come of it. But if you're a smoker who's over the age of 35, you increase your risk of stroke while you're taking a birth control pill. So you're not allowed to take a birth control pill and be a smoker over the age of 35. Now, if you are a smoker under the age of 35, you are allowed to take a birth control pill. You haven't really increased your risk of stroke because of your youthfulness. However, it's just a terrible idea to be a smoker.
For a lot of other reasons.
For all the reasons we all know. So just quit right now, right today on the Dr. Pat Show.
Yeah, please. And if you want to know how to quit, we will send you to our friends at Personal at Positive Changes, and we'll send you to other places because we've done a gazillion shows on that. Having been a former smoker myself, I really understand and appreciate what that is like. Let's talk about symptoms for a minute, if we can, Dr. Tara. And I want to talk about, we've just been chatting about sort of the sweating thing because that was really my issue. Honestly, it was so uncontrollably awful. I was one of the folks that was on the extreme. I'm sure there's like this continuum line, right?
Yeah, not everybody's going to have severe or significant symptoms like you did. So let's talk about that. Some of us are going to have mild symptoms, and we can just drink cold water. We can dress in layers. We can avoid some foods that might trigger some hot flashes and sweats for us. But some of us are not going to be so lucky, and we're going to really have symptoms significant enough to disrupt our daily activity. And for those women, you can try all of the non-prescription remedies that are available. But most importantly, your listeners should know you should start doing a better job with your exercise and your nutritional choices because those can help improve your symptoms. And then there are these subtle symptoms that women don't really necessarily think about, but it's your brain function, your ability to concentrate, word recall, memory, right? Those things start to get worse as we transition in perimenopause and menopause. And then, of course, things like mood, depression, sadness, anxiety, anger, irritation, right? Those things become very prominent for many of us during our transition and then beyond. So when you make some positive lifestyle modification choices, better exercise regimen, better nutrition, you can see how that's going to affect your symptoms. And then there's going to be a portion of women who just can't get by with just those things and will need to look for an alternative, possibly a prescription.
You know, and one of these things, let's just talk about it. Sometimes folks get hit with all of the symptoms at one time, or at least they say they do, or we think we do. I mean, is that the way this works, Dr. Allman?
Some women, it's really gradual. Like, for instance, in your case, you went through it early.
Usually
women who go through it early have really significant severe symptoms, and there's just really no easy way to get through them without a little bit of support. With estrogen is really the only way. Women who undergo surgery, a surgical menopause, they have their ovaries and uterus removed, they have really significant symptoms. A lot of us will transition gently and naturally, and, again, some of those symptoms for us will be mild, but at the end of the day, we all have to be concerned about things like vaginal health, and I sure hope we can say vagina here.
Of course.
So we don't have a television commercial out there for some reason talking about vaginal health, but we really ought to, right? The men have commercials talking about their issues, and as we are menopausal women and beyond, the vagina gets very narrow, very delicate, very dry in the absence of estrogen. So even if you don't have those debilitating hot flashes and sweats and brain changes and mood changes that disrupt your daily life, you are going to have changes to the vagina. And if you're a sexually active woman, or even if you're not, you really want to maintain vaginal health. So, in the video, Menopause in an Hour, we talk about vaginal health. So important to start that dialogue. And the other issue is bone health. Again, once you stop making estrogen, you stop protecting your bones. And so your listeners better make sure they're taking the right amount of calcium and vitamin D every day. And you get your vitamin D, by the way, by sitting in the sun. And since we don't recommend most of us to sit in the sun every day, you really have to supplement. You have to be great about that. You can't squander your opportunity. And then, you know, depending on your age and your risk factors, getting a bone density might be a good idea. You know, we have to individualize that decision. And you know, we have to be concerned. So when you say, I'm all done with menopause, well, your bones are not all done, your vagina's not all done. So you have a lot of things. Your cholesterol, you know, many things about the menopausal women needs attending as we go on in our lives.
Well, I got to tell you, when you put it like that, I'm really clear. My vagina's not done. There's no question about that, Dr. Allman. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Allman about what you should know. And what I mean by that is all of the myths we had, and you can hear from my questions, as many people I've interviewed, how really not informed some of us have gotten. And we want to make sure we get your questions out here. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
The search is over. The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, is your connection to tens of thousands of people waiting to hear your empowering message, waiting to choose your product or service. Dr. Pat's goal is to connect you with the people that want high-quality products and services created with love for humanity and the earth. Products and services like yours. Be the business that joins the buzz. The Dr. Pat Show buzz. The buzz of talk radio to thrive by. Connect with people that value conscious living and mindful thinking. Living life full out. Have your business be identified with this powerful and inspiring show. Join the buzz. Be the buzz. Let the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, be the conduit to those who would benefit most from your services. To sponsor the Dr. Pat Show, call Dr. Pat at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Let our success be your success.
The Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi is now enrolling its spring training. Visit the event calendar at iiqtc.org. The IIQTC is one of the most respected training and research centers for Qigong and Tai Chi outside China. The IIQTC's trainings are like personal retreats and are often life-transforming. Visit beautiful Santa Barbara, California this March 15th through the 20th or Austin, Texas for Level 1 teacher training April 29th through May 6th. Enroll now at iiqtc.org.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life in between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Today, it is hot in here, but then it was hot, then it got hot. I took my coat off, so I'm feeling
you
okay.
You just can't decide what you want to do.
I'll let you know.
Your body's not telling you what it wants to do.
And you know what? I keep forgetting we're on the camera thing, too.
It happens.
I don't know what's going to happen when you get 4 of those in here.
All angles.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to, like, wear a sheet or something. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we continue with Dr. Tyra Allman, and by the way, we've got calls coming in. We're definitely going to pick you up, so just bear with us in a minute. I want to give out some information. For more information information about us, you definitely know how to do that. Go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. For more information about Dr. Allman, or more importantly, menopause in an hour, wow, you can just go to menopauseinanhour.com. That's the best place to send people, Dr. Tara, right?
Yeah, that's true. And again, they can ask a question right on the website if they want to.
Excellent. And we are taking questions. Benny, as a matter of fact, is getting some information from people that have called into the show. We're going to get your questions on here. Okay, so I've got to ask you a question because, you know, you asked me my age, right?
I did.
Okay, so, and you know, and obviously you're somewhat younger than I am.
But... And I told you my age. Your listeners out there, I am a perimenopausal 45-year-old woman. Hooray, proud of it. Where's my T-shirt?
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, is that what kind of got you moving in this direction?
You know, actually, no. I trained in the University of California, San Francisco, and,
okay.
and I trained there a long time ago, and there was nobody was talking about menopause
no.
20 years ago, as
no.
you well know.
Nope.
And I had one professor who was talking about menopause, and it really planted a seed. I got really interested way back in my training in 1990. So that's what it had. It got born then, and then I just grew up and decided it's really my passion.
Yeah, I love this. There was something about the 90s that really busted us out of our shells, don't you think? I had like a major epiphany in 1990. Major. But let's get to the conversation, and we are going to take our calls from our... We have fabulous listeners, by the way, and we're going to get them on air here. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is the solution part of the conversation. And what I mean by that is, you know, I didn't have a clue back when I was having those just horrific sweats. And it wasn't just in the daytime, you know what I mean?
Sure, it's the nighttime, and your sleep is involved. And now you're going to wake up exhausted. You're going to wake up in the night. You're not going to get to go back
exactly.
to sleep.
Exactly.
You're going to be fatigued all day and irritable all day, and it's no wonder why you are.
It's no wonder why you can't stay in relationship either.
Well, that's true.
That's a tough one. So can you give us some advice about some of the things we might change?
I want your listeners, when they're listening to us today, I want them to know that they don't need to suffer, that they can find relief and renewed energy and frankly, an improved sexual life if that's a goal for them, and really make these years the best of their lives. And I don't want to sound like a cliche. I happen to know it's true.
Okay.
So the first thing they're going to do is they're going to start to make better choices in terms of exercise and diet. That is a no-brainer. This is the time to do it. There's no time left to delay. That's number one. Number two, once they start making those changes, all that positive, the weight loss that will come of that and the heart health that will come of that
right.
and the brain health that will come of that will help women today really do their homework and figure out what's the right choice. If they're symptomatic, do they need to use hormone therapy or do they not? And, it will also improve relationship. When you start to improve your own health
mm-hmm.
and your brain works better and your body works better, you can start to tend to all the rest of your life and your relationship. And, you know, really what I want to leave with your listeners today is this is not going to be a confusing time for you any longer.
Oh, you know, there are so many questions. We're getting some great questions coming in from our listeners. Benny's going to bring them up in a minute. You know, there are so many questions that I had and really no help. I mean, people that kind of are listening to the show now, this is really a conversation from a place of gratitude because, you know, the kind of things you're sharing and certainly your videos to share are the kinds of answers to questions that many women are, A, afraid to even ask, and, B, don't really think there are answers or ways to get relief.
Or like you were saying, Dr. If you land in the wrong healthcare professional's office,
right.
they may not know the right answers for you. So now I want your listeners to get their pencils handy because they can find a healthcare provider in their area by going to menopause.org. And that is the North American Menopause Society website. And you can't get listed there any other way but being credentialed. So if you go to menopause.org and you type in Seattle or wherever you are, you're bound to get a list of names of people who are really educated in this
uh-huh.
field.
Okay, cool. Mr. B, he's got it going on.
Sure. Let's bring on Noreen. She's calling
Great.
In from Redmond, and she had a question about her daughter who's 29.
Great. Hi, Noreen. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank
Hi,
you
Noreen.
For taking the
call. You're welcome. So tell us about your daughter, and let's get Dr. Tara to answer it.
Okay. Well, my daughter has had problems with her menstrual cycle since she was 16. Nobody's really ever been able to diagnose. She's been tested for endometriosis. She has had severe stomach cramps. She has had two miscarriages. She has two healthy children as well. Now she's dealing with the severe kind of premenstrual PMS, what is it, PMDD.
Right.
And she's just miserable.
Okay, well, here is the answer for your 29-year-old daughter. She should probably be on a birth control pill continuously, which means no placebo week, no week off, no break like we used to do back in the days of the dinosaurs.
Yes.
And that's safe, by the way. All your listeners should know.
Oh, wow.
You're allowed to be on a birth control pill every day of the week, every day of the month, every day of the year, and not have a period, and that's a safe and great idea to do, and we don't need to shed the lining when we're on a birth control pill. And your daughter may also need, on top of that, an antidepressant. So she should really go to a knowledgeable gynecologist and may also need to plug in with a psychiatrist in order to have care, and they need to speak to each other so everybody's on the same page.
Mm.
Okay. Now, part of what set this off is that when she started taking birth control pills, it started creating the problems.
Well, I like to say to women, they make lots of different kinds of birth control pills because they make lots of different kinds of women.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you don't stop after you have one experience that maybe you have nuisance side effects and maybe you don't stick it out long enough, which is really what happens for most women. They probably stay on a month or two and then they decide if they're having cramping or bleeding or bloating or breast tenderness and they just quit that pill. And you really need to give it a college try, I like to say. You got to be on them for at least 3 months, and not every pill fits for every woman, and there are lots of choices out there.
Mm.
So back again to a knowledgeable gynecologist,
mm-hmm.
and probably a psychiatrist too.
Well, and you know what you're saying here, and Noreen, this is also what Dr. Tara said earlier, is that, you know, you've got to put your team together. For example, if you go to one doctor like I did and you take everything he or she says and it doesn't work for you, then you've got to figure out how to get other people on your team, other doctors, and maybe go get another opinion and, you know, find out maybe that's not the right birth control pill. Maybe there's something else that needs to happen. Is that, you know, I think that's what
and
you said to me earlier.
And don't give up, by the way. So,
right.
First of all, don't lose hope.
Right.
And don't give up.
Mm.
Because there is something that will help your daughter. She's not alone. Her symptoms are not unique. Lots
yeah.
of women suffer from the exact same thing she's complaining of. So don't
yep.
give up. Keep keep searching
yep.
For a physician who can help. That's all. There's one out there.
Absolutely. And we have some great ones here, Noreen. I don't know if you know that.
Well, she's in Colorado.
Okay. Well, Colorado has great ones in Colorado, too. Believe me, I know
yeah.
that. There's no question about that. So, Noreen, thank you so much for calling in to the show. And
thank
I think
you.
Benny's got your information. You know, before we take Debbie, I want to just make this comment. All of the symptoms that I described to you and that we just heard, of course I was depressed.
Sure.
I mean, my God, you know, you're changing your sheets two or three times a night. You're not sleeping. You're trying
exactly.
to work. You're trying to manage things.
And by the way, you can't think clearly, right? You have what,
not
what
at all.
A lot of women describe as brain fog.
Exactly. I've heard that.
Right. And, you know, when you're that symptomatic and you finally get to the right person to help you, and a lot of times it's with estrogen therapy, then all of a sudden the fog clears, you know, your mood elevates, and it's that aha moment, I guess, that Oprah's always talking about. You finally have it, and you say, oh, my God, thank God for you, and where have you been? And so I heard that so many times, Dr. Pat, that's why menopause in an hour exists today.
That's awesome, awesome. We're going to take a short break. Debbie, when we come back, we're going to be taking Debbie's call. We're going to be talking about food because we've got Dr. Tara Allman joining us here today on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Body people.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Bella Spark Productions is proud to announce the third annual Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Join us for three extraordinary men and one amazing lady. Presenting Shirley MacLaine in a rare public appearance, plus Dr. Joe Dispenza, Reverend Carlton Pearson, and Robert Holden. Go to bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Visit bellaspark.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Yeah, I'm on this one.
Sorry, I forgot we have a bum mic.
Excuse me, Mr. Officer. That's actually what I had to say a month ago.
I did it 2 weeks ago.
He said, you don't have any tags on your car. I said, my what?
It wasn't me. It was just, you need to slow down.
Oh, that was you. He didn't get me for that. He said, get your tags. Put them on. I said, when did they expire? He said, August.
Oops. And it's November.
I know. It's true confessions. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yeah, we're getting educated and informed. Thanks to Dr. Tara Allman joining us here today. Thanks, Dr. Tara, for joining us. This is a great show.
It's so much fun to be here. I don't want to leave.
We're having a great time. We actually have a really cool question coming in from one of our listeners.
Yeah, let's bring on Debbie from Seattle. Debbie, welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, I'm 52 years old and
yeah.
had a partial hysterectomy
yeah.
6 years ago. I kept my ovaries. I have no libido. I can't find it anywhere.
Uh-huh.
What a great question, Debbie. And
it
boy,
is.
This is such a common complaint for women. If you have your ovaries and you go through menopause, what women don't know is that even though the ovaries have stopped making estrogen, they're still making testosterone for about 5 years more. So that's what happened to you. You obviously went through menopause at some point, and when you have a hysterectomy, a lot of times the blood flow to the ovaries gets disrupted during the surgery, and so the ovaries
stop functioning at some point anyway, and you're 52, and so you're right in the menopausal age group. And after a period of time, you stop making testosterone too, so there is, for the menopausal woman who has no libido, and you are not alone, Debbie, there are a lot of things you can do. The first thing you can do, if it's important to you, and it's important to a lot of women and those of us who are sexually active, live longer and healthier lives. I like to tell that to all the women who have partners who are not using their partners because they could care less. I'm saying, ladies, just do it for your health. If nothing else, there's hope for you, Debbie. So you could easily start a low-dose estrogen therapy, and that would really improve your interest in sex. And then if that didn't work after a period of time, you could always add in some testosterone. And here's where you need, you know, the correct information.
Exactly.
So you're going to go get menopauseinanhour.com, and you're going to then take that information and take it to your healthcare professional and make some decisions for you. But, by the way, that brings up a topic about educating the men folk in our life.
That's right.
I put together a very funny 30-minute video called What's Up with You Know Who, and I intended it to teach the men in our lives how to be more understanding. I wanted to teach them about menopause, and hopefully that would help them help us as we transition. And so you might want to get that video
okay.
for your man so he can understand why you have no libido, and then he can help you find your libido.
Okay. Those are all great ideas. So I'll start with menopause in an hour.
Yep, and
good.
You'll get that. You're going to get
go
that.
Go there.
Yep.
Wonderful. Oh, awesome. Okay.
And the other thing, Debbie and Dr. Tara, this is an important conversation for a lot of reasons because, you know, there is an old school myth that we grow up with in this society. And that is, you know, now it's like 50, you know, 60 is the new 50 and 50 is the new 40 and all of that stuff. But the bottom line is that, you know, we have come to believe that at a certain age, we should expect not to have a great sex life.
And I think in the menopause, you're never going to have the sex life you had in your 20s. Let's be honest, ladies. However, you can have a really wonderful and fulfilling sex life. And for women in our menopause years, it looks more like this. It's not necessarily that we're so libidinous and so hot and we want to jump our mates every minute. That really isn't how it looks anymore. However, if we do have a partner who is functioning, who is interested, and we say, okay, honey, let's do it, even though we're not necessarily feeling it at the moment, what happens for most women is it becomes very pleasurable, and we get into it. So, you know, we don't have to be the one necessarily who initiates it, but that brings us back to vaginal health again. If your vagina is not healthy and in shape, then sex is going to be painful, then you're definitely not going to be interested in sex. So all the women listening better immediately learn about vaginal health, and whether you have a partner or not, so important for the future of you and your vagina. Go forth and learn.
I love it. Debbie, I know that that's
okay.
going to help you, and you're going to get a lot of information from the DVD. But, you know, don't give up hope, because this is not about that. This is about you absolutely having a juicy, juicy sexual life.
Sure, that you can be improved. Debbie, I'm 100% sure you can have improvement of that issue for you. Don't
exactly.
Get your education. You'll get it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for calling in. I mean, I love our listeners because this is really the conversation. I have to tell you that part of this, Dr. Tara, is that we get a different mindset about this. And that's, I think, what you're trying to do is educate us in a different way, because we've got to let go of some of the old beliefs we had that as you get older as women, things start to fall off, get out. Yeah, I mean,
and
this
you know,
is
sometimes
not
women
it.
Will say, oh, I don't care about sex anymore. And I say, well, you should care a little bit about it, because if you engage in it, if you're lucky enough to still have a partner, or even if you don't have a partner, there is lots of things we women can do to keep everything healthy and active, then you're going to be a healthier person, and your relationships are going to be better, and your life is going to be more fulfilled. So let's not give up on that just because we feel tired and not interested. I consider it a duty for your health care. You're going to do your exercises, you're going to do your weightlifting for your bones, and you're going to take care of this aspect of your life because it's all part of the larger picture.
I have to tell you, I come from a family of folks that I think they thought, basically in my family, we had great conversations about sex and sexual relationships. And I often think about it now, but both my parents were perfect models for how to be sexually healthy at any age.
Well, we need to get your parents on the telephone then.
No, we don't. You know, we do not. I actually, as a matter of fact, I had my uncle on here, you know, a couple of years ago. Benny will attest to that. And, you know, between some of the Italian language and some of the English language, we weren't sure what to bleep out. But thank you. Dr. Tara, this is really great. I wanted to ask you in sort of closing, we've talked about a lot of things, but is there anything that we've left out that we need to mention?
I think if I had to leave everybody with a parting thought, it is don't be afraid. Really try to find the good scientific information. Your girlfriend is not necessarily an expert in menopause. We all talk to our girlfriends. So now's the time to start getting your education. Get it now in your 40s, and if you're 65 and you're listening to this show, still get your education. There's a lot that you can learn, and I just want everyone to know that this is a really great time in our lives. Okay, this is not the end. It really is a beginning. That is not a cliche. So go forth, ladies.
Well, thank you so much for putting it all in perspective and, you know, making sure that we can have some fun with this as well. You know, it's a conversation that many of us are just now starting to have. And we can laugh a little bit about this, Dr. Tara, don't you think?
How about laugh a lot about it? Let's learn together. And we were thinking you could have a menopause party. We call them pause parties. Get the video, get a bunch of girlfriends, even get your guy friends in there, and watch the video and learn together. With cocktails.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we have to kind of work on the T-shirt thing, don't you think?
I do. We'll work on that after the show. I love that idea.
It's a great one. Thank you, Dr. Tara, for joining us here today. And for all of you for tuning us in and turning us on, we really thank and appreciate all of you. You know, we've touched on some of this, but certainly the Menopause in an Hour video will give you much, much more. And thanks to Dr. Tara, her approach for this and, you know, having a conversation that so many people are afraid to have. And I'm so thrilled that we could get this information to all of you out there. Did you learn anything, Benny?
I learn every day I'm here.
I know.
And, yeah, I think you make a good point as far as keeping the communication lines open. I mean, because where are you going to get anywhere? Nowhere if you don't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it all, you know, go see a specialist if you need to. It's not a big deal. And you know what? We are humans. We thrive on that kind of stuff. And we need sex in our lives. It keeps us closer.
I tell you, I'm right there with you
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're right. I mean, what I think has happened for men is Viagra. And what I mean by that
is... And there's other stimulants for females as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But what I mean by that is you took a topic which was basically taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Really did. Yeah. I mean, for men, that is like you don't even talk
now
about
that.
Now
it's like
that.
You don't even go anywhere without saying
it. Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's all over.
But that's really kind of what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get the shame around menopause put to the side. And that's what I think Dr. Tara is all about and what I'm all about. You know, we get to live life full out, and so this is just one way to do it. Wow. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We will be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
On the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Go America.
Are any
USA Radio News. I'm Luke Duggar. President Obama and Russia's president have signed a new nuclear arms reduction treaty. At the signing ceremony in Prague, Obama said the agreement represents the start of a new era to move the world beyond the Cold War. Rescuers had to turn back from their search for four missing workers in a West Virginia coal mine due to dangerous methane gas levels. Early today, the crews had gone into the Upper Big Branch mine, site of Monday's deadly explosion that killed at least 25 people. Governor Joe Manchin told reporters the search crews have been working feverishly to reach the four miners. Initial unemployment claims filings increased by 18,000 last week. According to the Labor Department, 460,000 initial claims were filed. In the week that concluded March 27th, the total number of claims filed was just over 4.5 million. Texas reported the biggest jump in initial claims for unemployment benefits in that week. The week before that, Alaska reported the highest insured unemployment rate in the nation at 7.1%. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-748-4985. That's 800-748-4985. 800-748-4985.
An Arab diplomat is out of custody after a security scare on a flight from Washington to Denver. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
And good day to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Well, good thing, folks. So far, no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. We do have some slowing on 405 northbound just after those S-curves up through the Kennedale Hill area. Should break free just after Southeast 64th. Over on the west side, we have slowing on I-5 northbound just after the Boeing Field and up into the West Seattle Bridge. That slowing should taper off by mid-morning and running up into the afternoon. So have a great commute into work and to school. So for more traffic news and weather updates, please stay tuned at the top of each hour or visit 1150kknw.com.
Hey, nice iPhone.
Thanks, just got it.
Well, good iNews. We can now iStream Alternative Talk right on our iPhones or iPod Touches.
Really? I didn't know that.
You have much to iLearn. Just go to the App Store on your iPhone or iPod Touch and search for Flycast. Then install the free Flycast application, and you can start listening to Alternative Talk and take your favorite iShows in your iPocket wherever you go.
Wait, iPocket?
Yeah, listening to Alternative Talk 1150 on Flycast is just plain iCool.
Yeah, but you're an idiot.
And here's a look now at your Cairo 7 pinpoint forecast on your Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m. for Thursday. Well, we'll see rain showers on and off throughout the day today. Highs in the high 40s. A little bit of wind out of the west to southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, that steady rain will increase through until the evening. For Friday, a shower or two in the morning, then should taper off by the afternoon to partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 50s. And for the weekend, a mix of rain and clouds, a little bit of sun peeking through there, highs in the mid-50s and lows in the low 40s.
Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Dr. Pat Show. Today is not a call-in show since it's an encore presentation. Please visit thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter and to find out the latest information on guests and promotions. Again, you're listening to an encore presentation of the Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, what a great show we have for you today. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we come to you live like about 14 hours of live radio each week, and you can almost count on twice as much in archives and replays. It is with great joy that I am so thrilled to be with you tonight. What an incredible day today has been for me on air. People say to me, how do you do it? You know, how do you do so much of radio? And I just think to myself, oh, my goodness. I get to talk to the most incredible people, and I'm so interested in how their lives have taken the turns that they take sometimes. And so I get to wrap up my day by introducing you to someone who has such an interesting perspective. Her work is amazing. And for most of us, we think about some of the things she writes about and some of the things she teaches about. But we know very little about. Christina Burgo is joining us here today, and she is the author of, yes, she's an author, but more importantly, she is someone that takes her message out. She reaches out to people across the country, and she talks about how we can understand the spiritual sides of our lives and how things are connected. Christina is joining me here today as the author of The Tao of Tarot, and we're going to talk with her about what this book means, but more importantly, what does our lives mean? What happens to us in our dream time? What do we know about ourselves or not know about ourselves? And how do these dreams play a part in who we are today? I was just talking with someone earlier today, and they said to me, you know, my mother dreams all the time. They said, you must dream an awful lot, Pat. Your life seems to be such an imaginary place. And I thought, I've got to talk to Christina about this because I don't dream a lot. Christina, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Pat, and what a lovely introduction you just made for me. Thank you.
It's so great to have you here, and there's so much to talk about. I want to start by talking about you right out of the gate. I often wonder about how folks come upon the path that they're on. And so I've got to ask you, you know, what is it that you had to do? What obstacles did you have to move beyond? You know, what dreams did you have for your life to bring you to this very moment?
Well, I do think sometimes as dreamers we have a big dream experience, and it can guide us in life many years later. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the case for me. Probably about 12 years ago, it was Thanksgiving Day. We had had our lovely family get together on the coast of Oregon, and everybody else was asleep, but I couldn't sleep, so I was reading a book. And I happened upon a chapter that seemed interesting on fears. And I just thought, oh, that sounds interesting, mildly interesting. I'll give it a read. And as I was going, I was suddenly struck by how many fears and had stopped me from living my creative potential and being who I really was. So I was looking back at times when I didn't try out for, like, the high school play because I was scared of failure, afraid to be vulnerable, and unwilling to put myself out there, even though it was something that I was passionate about, and other times in my life as well. And so that experience, that aha, led to this vision. It led to a great understanding of, okay, I'm off my path, and it's time now to redirect it. But I had this beautiful vision, and in the dream, I saw this Native American woman, and she had her right hand up, her left hand down, and she was floating up into the sky, spiraling around, her beautiful long black hair in the wind, and wearing a white leather ceremonial dress. And as I watched her float up several times, she transformed, and she became an angel, and then she became pure light. And that dream has really prompted me along to, and also the insight I had from that aha moment, to change my life. I left a career in the Coast Guard, and I studied Oriental medicine, and also because that dream experience also seemed to open up something inside of my heart, and it was almost like this repressed creative part of me and these maybe repressed emotions kind of burst forth, and I felt it as kind of my chest thumping outward, and this achy pain came that led me to energy, work that led me to Oriental medicine and learning about Qigong. And with Qigong, my dreams kind of unfolded further, and I continued to have these dreams of spirals. And following that, I traveled around the world and followed my dreams further, and it led to the creation of my book. And so it really changed my life, and it led to, you know, a creative endeavor as a teacher and as a writer. And, yeah, very rewarding, just like you said with your life. You know, things prompt us, and what a joy to help others connect with their dreams and their own intuitive wisdom.
It's such a gift. I'm so glad you said that, because that's what we're going to talk about tonight is, you know, how to help our listeners, the folks that tune in and have, you know, followed the show for so many years, been extremely supportive. But I remember saying today, I happened to be on the other side of a microphone, so to speak, and I was being interviewed. And someone said to me, how the heck did somebody from the Bronx end up, you know, you doing the kind of talk radio that you do? And it was a really short interview, and so I said to them exactly kind of what you said. I said, I woke up one day, and I found myself at a different place of my life. But I had more questions, Christina, than I had answers. Mm-hmm. So what you do is it seems like you help us understand the symbolisms that show up in our dreams and in our lives. And yet at the same time, aren't some symbolisms or some symbols completely misunderstood?
Oh, definitely. I would say that's correct. And I think that, you know, we're each unique and we'll have different messages come in dreams, but there is an underlying pattern and a process that we go to kind of as we follow our destiny and find our authentic self, and maybe also purify our past and let our souls maybe put on their wings and fly. And that's kind of what it's about. But there are, you know, whenever I think there have been symbols with negative connotations with judgment, the question I think of for myself and recommend others is to, okay, if it's, how does your heart feel when you, with judgment, you know, and judgment is such a constricting feeling I feel on the heart. And so it's often looking at, okay, maybe sometimes people misinterpreted things. Sometimes intuitive wisdom scared people. And maybe that's where a lot of some of the negative connotations of certain symbols, such as a snake, came from. And so part of this is also to show people that these symbols come up in their dreams, and rather to be scared and push it away, to look at it on another perspective, at a higher plane maybe, and looking at cultures around the world, if we look at them from a sacred perspective, an objective, mythical perspective, we gain higher insight into what their meaning is to us and how they can help us.
Well, and, you know, in the book, what you're doing is you're bringing together what some people have called sort of this trilogy of spirituality. And, you know, when we talk about Tarot, and there are many people that have a perspective about that, and then we talk about, you know, the Tao, that's one thing, and then we talk about Qigong, people see it as, okay, that's something different. How is it that you come to look at what most people would call these three independent ways of being or states of being, and how have you come to bring them together to have a unified meaning of sorts?
That's a great question, and all I can say is that I have followed my dreams, and I didn't know anything about the tarot. I'd never taken a class on it, but when I started to, I'd seen some, and I had friends who had you know, shown me some of the cards. When I started to dream of these images and certain parts of the image, it was focusing on something, and I would question, okay, I don't have the answer. Like you said earlier, you had more questions than answers. Sometimes that's what dreams do. They make us question things, and then if we're interested and we want to learn more about things, we can research it, and we have so many good tools now. The Internet's available. There are great resources to look things up as well. And so it just kind of led me on this path. And so, you know, the dreams kind of prompted me into Oriental medicine and a little bit of Oriental medicine. The foundations are Taoism and Buddhism, the inner tradition. Mm-hmm. So that's how I kind of became familiar with Taoism as a philosophy.
Mm-hmm. But you've now interconnected these, you know, Qigong, dreaming, Tarot, Taoism. I mean, you've done this in such a beautiful way, as if it should be so natural for all of us to kind of see the interrelationships, yet we know very little about each.
Yes, and that's, I guess,
unless we're you.
Well, and I can't. My little mind here can't take really credit for it. I really feel like there's this higher aspect that comes to us, this guidance that we access in our dreams when maybe our limited minds are suppressed, or we are just open to a broader, bigger, higher self. And spiritual guidance can come through. And all I can say is that I followed that prompt, and soon, if you don't get the message the first time in dream, it'll usually come back and show you until you get it. And then you move on to the next thing. And that's kind of what happened in my case. And that the tarot can be looked at as dreams and help guide us. If we have a dream and we compare it to some of the cards of the tarot, just like other wisdom traditions out there, like the I Ching, the Bible, other things, we can compare our inner experience of dreams to those in the cards and say, okay, here I am in the process, and maybe here's a bigger perspective of what that dream means.
And it's really interesting how there are different interpretations, and I want to ask you about this. You know, some folks have said, and I've gotten a few emails from my listeners, instant messages now, of course, about the tarot, and for example, you know, how sometimes we can misinterpret the symbolism. So when we see in the movies, right, I mean, all of us have seen the movie Ghost, or, you know, we have the tarot cards and they flip over and the death card shows up and everybody goes, ooh. You know, there is some interpretation that our pop culture would kind of lay upon us. How is it we can come to know the true meaning of some of the symbols in the dreams and in the tarot deck and even beyond that?
Well, I think, Dr. Pat, that part of that fear about cards like the death card is we have fears about death in our own lives, with those we love as well. So it's also an opportunity when we have an emotion come up to then look at it on a deeper perspective and maybe do some deeper healing work. But as dreams, as you follow dreams and pay attention, when we come into those places of crisis, and sometimes the loss of a loved one is that crisis, we will often get these countering dreams that give us peace of mind, that there is a bigger perspective going on than what we see in our limited lives, and that there is a lot of beauty with the transition and almost at the next stage in the evolution of the individual. And so I feel like I've been very fortunate to have such dreams when I've lost friends and, you know, with family who are dealing with serious health conditions. And it definitely has given me a peace and almost a sense of joy for that person's life when they're living, and also the continuation of whatever the next step is for that individual. So if people haven't had that experience, perhaps by sharing that, it helps them move forward and gain a little insight into what's going on, and also then to work to dream it themselves so that they have get more peace of mind and when it's needed in life. And that's the idea, is, I guess, to promote other people to start looking at their own dreaming so they can have those experiences as well.
It is really quite a fascinating journey. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, oh, brother, we also want to make sure we take your call. So I want to give everybody an opportunity out there that's listening to the show. If you have a question for Christina when we come back, we'd love to get your questions. What kind of dreams are you used to having? What seems to come up in them? I know that there's some very interesting information in the book that I've got to ask Christina about, things that people have told me sometimes that she has a very different perspective about it. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're thrilled to have you here tonight. And as I said before, there are many ways for you to chime in and give us a call and make sure that if we get your questions on here, we bring you on, we get them handled. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved Water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/ I am loved. And know you are loved.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life. Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit MacaRoot.com. That's MacaRoot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nishama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Nishama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Nishama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Nishama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Christina Briogo is joining us here today, and she's got a great book, The Tao of Tarot. And we're talking about dreams. We're talking about tarot. We're talking about symbolism. You know, we're talking about what some of the meanings are from what we create, how we create it, and how we get to pay attention to that inner voice that sometimes beyond, you know, all reason, there is an insight. You know, beyond the fields, there is a place that we get to go. And so today, we get to talk with her. I want to make sure all of you know that if you've got questions, you want to give us a shout on the show, please do that. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We'll take your calls. Questions about dreams, questions about tarot, questions that you might have in interpreting the symbolism in your life. Christina, thank you so much for joining the show today. You know, as I said earlier, there are so many questions we can, or so many things we can talk about. But I think that from the writing the book and your own personal journey, there's such a level of learning that can happen in our lives. And yet sometimes we don't see it. You know, we're clouded by our fear and our doubt, and we don't see it. What is it that you've been able to learn and can share with us as to how to move from those places of fear and doubt to that place of courage, as Krishna Das said to me today?
Well, I think, Dr. Pat, that is something, a very human experience, and we will have situations, either it comes up internally or something in our lives that brings about fear, brings about anger, dark night of the soul, that shifts us off of our balance. And that's when we probably need insight more than any other time. For me, it's about coming back to the body, coming back to the breath, and the body is a great way to kind of get away from that judging, limited thinking mind that separates and keeps us in that fear state sometimes. And when we get back to the body, it's almost like coming home. And that's mm-hmm. where Qigong has been really helpful for me. And with the Qigong I practice, it's kind of a means to letting the body move and letting that wisdom kind of guide the self. So it's getting back to the body, back to that innate wisdom. And then it's a purifying technique somehow. It's like it's clearing like the we have a mist maybe sometimes, or a fog around us in a sense when we're feeling fear and things like mm-hmm. that. So it's somehow energetically it's like purifying the waters of energy that flow through us. And with that go obstructions, limitations, toxins, whether it's emotional toxins or physical toxins or mental state that's very toxic. And by getting back to the body and moving, it's a way to clear that. It's the purification work. And then we kind of get that state of groundedness, centeredness, and confidence to move forward. And that's important. I think that over time, having a tool, and that's where I think Qigong, and I think the wisdom of Qigong is in the tarot and in our dreams, and that's part of that trilogy in a sense, that we get the insight from the dreams as well. The intuitive guidance says, okay, this isn't so bad, or how about look at this direction, or okay, let's look at the big picture, what's really going on, and on a spiritual level, things are a lot brighter than sometimes they appear in our lives. So over time, with dreams that show us that, we do develop courage and we develop faith. And that that helps us get on and move forward and come out and back on path when we need it.
Now, do you work with people, for example, on a show like this, do you work with people, your clients, in working with the tarot cards now? I mean, this was new to you at one time. You know, how do you incorporate them into your connection and the work that you do with folks to help them understand some of the things that may be going on in their lives?
Well, I often will talk to clients, and that's probably how mostly we dialogue, or I dialogue one-on-one with people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell about a dream, and I'll say, oh, well, that reminds me of this card, and say it's the Fool. And so the Fool is stepping off into the unknown, and you know, you could apply that with fears, for example. It feels like we are going into the unknown, but the unknown can be scary. So dreams will often reflect these different cards, and so somebody might have one of falling off a waterfall and not knowing if they're going to land safely. And so we can explore that and compare and get some insight through the sharing and dialogue about some of the symbolism of the card that helps them see that and perhaps shift the experience in the dream, and they may have then a subsequent dream that shows that they have resolved the issue at hand. And I think that's part of the journey as well, is those aha moments or whatever is beneath maybe those dreams, especially those nightmare dreams.
Oh, yeah.
That we can resolve, and they are just a reflection of our inner self. So if we can resolve that, we move forward in our inner work, but also in our lives, moving forward with more courage and confidence.
How have some of your dreams and your dream experience helped you in understanding things that may be going on in the outer world? How have dreams either clarified an issue with you? And I know that there were some of your dream and dream experience that were involved with your dad. So how has this played out in your life?
Well, I would say dreaming has probably helped me in so many areas, whether it's mm-hmm. finding areas that I have held some toxic emotion in my body and helped clear that, changing careers, forgiving people, and that's a healing as well. And then there's those times of crisis, such as when my dad was a hostage in Iraq, where your life feels like it's just been tipped upside down, and you're in this whirlwind and looking for stability and grounding to help be constructive and move forward. And that's what happened to me, you know, and I had a dream, and that was the first night, and that dream really helped me. And do you want me to explain the dream, or should I just...
I would love for you to do that. That would be great.
Okay. Well, in the dream, I'm walking, and I'm going south towards a big city, and I'm watching the buildings in the city, and I see that bombs are going off, and these skyscrapers are exploding. Well, somehow in the dream, I knew that if all 12 buildings would explode, that everything would be fine. So I'm holding my breath, and I'm counting the 11th and then the final explosion. And then there's just this sense of a sense of relief. And in the dream, before the bombs went off, it was a time of war. But somehow now with the clearing of these 12 buildings, it's now peace. And I turn around and start walking home, and people are celebrating in the streets. It's more than like a piece for myself. It's a community celebration. And then at the end of the dream, I wake up. Well, I knew in my heart, and it's always good to check in your heart also with trying to figure out your dreams. And to me, I felt like this dream really related to my dad's situation, that though it was a very critical situation, I'd just seen him, his face beaten and guns to his head and basically being threatened his life. And but yet here was an inner experience that said, maybe things are bad. There are certain steps, and I felt like the 12 skyscraper bombings were showing that, okay, this is probably going to take a little time, and some things were needed to be accomplished, represented by the bombing of the buildings. But then there would be the situation would resolve successfully, and all would be well. So that dream really gave me a lot of peace and stability for a while. But then things were chaotic, continuing to struggle, and you know, I think my dad was transferred to, another hostage group held him, and we didn't hear back from the captives, and things were getting very hard and difficult again. And then I had another dream. It's almost like those times when you really need it, if you're open to listening and you have that good communication with your inner self, that they come to help you. And in this case, it was a different experience. I was outside walking my dog to clear my head, reground again, and I just had this inexplicable lightness of being, and it was like everything around me, there was like this communication in the wind almost. It was just very subtle but very joyful and very peaceful, and I felt that a positive outcome was imminent. Now, I was a little confused by this because things were a little hard in my external waking reality. In fact, for me, it was a real crisis of the soul. Do I trust what's going on in my life, or do I trust my inner self? And, you know, the outer life was, you know, my family was preparing for a funeral, what to do with the body. Things were really looking serious. And I just said, okay, I just got to know, is this it? Do I follow my dreams and my intuition or not? But fortunately, everything resolved, and it all had a positive outcome, and I was very thankful that I kind of passed that test of faith, and when I try to remember it when I have other times that come up.
This is for many people listening to the show. You know, we all have some kind of images, some kind of dreams. When we come back from break, I'd love to talk to you, Christina, about folks that have dreams when they're sleeping and other folks that have dreams while they're awake. Is there a difference? And is there a different way to apply meaning? My very special guest is joining me here today, Christina Virgo, is on the Dr. Pat Show. The book is The Tao of Tarot. This is an incredible time. If you've ever had a question about your dreams or about some of the symbols showing up in your life, it would be great if you would just give us a call right here on the show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned. More to come on the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Author, acupuncturist, inspirational teacher, Christina Virgo, is joining us here today sharing important lessons learned from 10 years of dreaming and why dreams offer such incredible guidance to us to help us mature, to help us grow, and as we've talked about today, to help us move beyond our stuckness. Christina, before we get into conversation, could you take a minute and direct people to your website and also how they can find out more about you, especially if you're going to have any appearances in touring?
Oh, definitely. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Sure.
The website is www.dowoftarot.com. And it also has the cards on the website, and people can click on them and find a little bit of detail on some of the symbolism of the dreams, particularly as relates to Chinese medicine, Taoism, the Eastern traditions, which are still very much symbolic in their nature and in their language. And then some events that are coming up is tomorrow, which is the 18th, I'm going to be at the East-West Bookstore. And that's going to be a free discussion kind of the sacred serpent spiral symbolism around the world, as well as the Taoist Qigong connection and dreaming connection and how they interrelate. And then there's a workshop going on Saturday the 20th, and that's in Bastyr University in Kenmore. And people can see information on the website or their own, bastyr.edu. And then next week there's going to be on the Friday the 26th, a similar discussion about the symbolism of the Tao of dreaming and all that, and that's going to be 8 to 9 at the Friends Philosophy and Tea in Bellevue. So those are coming up, and other ones are also on the website.
It's really, and you can find Christina's tour schedule when you go to the website. I wanted to ask you about the idea of dreaming and what we've actually put into two categories, Christina, okay? Usually there's the expected dreaming where you go to bed at night and you have dreams. Then there's the thing that we call daydreaming. And in our society right now,
and has been for a while. This thing that you do at night, the dreaming thing that you do at night, seems to get really good status. But this daydreaming thing has really gotten a bad rap. Everything from kids doing it to now classifications of children with ADD and ADHD. And I wanted to ask you, are they both the same kinds of dreams, and do they have equal importance?
Yes, I would say they are definitely coming from the same source, and that there's that intuitive inner wisdom that wants to come out. And maybe if we're not remembering the dreams at night, that it'll come out in the day. And I do encourage people to honor, to first realize and maybe broaden their perspective of what dreaming is, to include those aha moments, synchronicities we experience, the daydreaming like you were mentioning, to look at those as dreams as well. Sometimes it's you know, like seeing something, you are walking and you pass a tree, and in the tree you see an image. That's a dream. And that can be interpreted equally as the nighttime dream, and also look at the sacred symbolism behind it to see what guidance is trying to come through into waking life to guide the dreamer.
And so in the daytime, you know how they say, and I want to ask you about this, there are many people that say, if you have a dream, wake up and sit down right away and identify or write down what the dream is, because you're not going to remember it. Is that something that should happen during the daytime when people sort of have these images, have these dreams, have these, you know, they have these symbols show up in our conscious state, so to speak?
I don't know that I always will drop what I'm doing and write it down those day ones, but I will remember it, especially if it seems significant. And I think we all have that inner kind of prompting to say, okay, this is big, or I've now seen this symbol 3 times, and it's trying to get my attention. Okay, I really need to look at it. And so, but I do to encourage people to explore those symbols just as they would those nighttime dreams. And sometimes there is that connection between the experience in waking life and then followed up by one in sleeping awareness that reinforces or gives additional insight. So sometimes the dream will continue to unfold, and it might unfold either through the pondering of the dream, like you said, when you write it down and you might analyze it, or sometimes I encourage people to also look at fun ways to explore, like through drawing a dream or using color, or maybe the story of the dream, as if it was telling you a story, what it has to say. And these are like little techniques or tools to intuitively tap deeper into it. It's like we're given a little puzzle piece. Well, let's see if we can get a big picture out of it that can then give us more concrete wisdom to move forward with.
There are many people that say, and I know I've heard this most of my life, so please jump in and correct me here. There are many people that say if you keep getting the same dream over and over again, it doesn't look like you're paying attention. So you better do something and pay attention to the dream, or do what the dream is telling you to do. That could be a little confusing. Why is it we have reoccurring dreams? Is it because of that, or did somebody make that up?
Well, I think there is some insight, some validation to that sometimes. And I don't know that there's always an always situation in dream work and interpreting. And it always comes back to the dreamer to interpret, what does this dream mean to me? But sometimes with recurring dreams, there could be that aspect, okay, we're not getting the full story of the dream, and there are many layers to the dream, so maybe we get one insight. But sometimes it's also just confirming where you are at the moment. I have, maybe in a state of stress, I might have the same kind of dream that I had 2 years ago in a similar state of stress, and it may be just validating to me consciously, okay, this is what's going on. But sometimes people also feel very stuck in their lives, in their normal waking routine, and they feel like they're on that treadmill and stuck. And I think sometimes dreams can be reoccurring to show us that, okay, we're still here, or, we can move. If we can look at this a little deeper, we can move beyond it and into some other dreams. And with those recurring ones where we do feel like we're stuck in a certain position in our lives, that's where I think getting back to the body and using things like focusing on the breath and moving with even bringing up an image. If it's like, okay, I'm trying to open the door to escape somebody chasing me and I can't get out, pulling up the emotion behind it. And then working with that until it kind of purifies it out of, purifies in the awareness of holding it, not repressing it, but just kind of allowing either the breath or movement in Qigong to help then transform it and transcend it. And that's where I think the power of working with dreams, like you were mentioning earlier, you as the child could work with your dreams and,
yep.
and have intention to move with it. Well, we can do the same thing in our waking life.
And I love that. We've got a caller calling in. Let's go to the phones. Linda from New Jersey is calling in. Linda, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I want you
I'm
to meet
good.
Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I have sort of a strange question because I can't tell you what the dream is because I've tried, I guess I've blocked it out, but I'm not a person that dreams a lot, but I have these dreams occasionally that, and they're very strange. They're strange. I know they're strange dreams, but I can't tell you what it is, and they're very scary dreams, and I wake up startled, and then I sit there, and I say, okay, you can't go back to sleep. Don't go back to sleep. Don't go back to sleep. So you're sitting there, and it's and then finally you go back to sleep, and you dream again, like it's continued.
Uh-huh.
And I've done that, like, all night long. So when I wake up in the morning, I can't remember exactly what it is, and I'm totally freaked out because I know there was something bad. It wasn't a good dream. It wasn't a happy dream. It was a very scary, scary dream. What do you do with that? I mean, because I didn't want to write it down. You know, people have said, write down your dreams so you remember what they are.
Right.
But I didn't want to remember it.
Right. And that's where the hard part comes in. It's coming up, and there's a fear, but so long as it's kind of looked at or held in fear and not maybe looked at directly, it may be something that'll just keep coming up. You mentioned not wanting to write about it. And I honor that completely and understand sometimes even just the sensation, if we're not even sure what the threat is in the dream, is intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a means to kind of work with the dream, and sometimes it could be, okay, just, you know, writing intuitively and letting things flow and just see if as you're writing something comes up that relates to it, somehow linking it to something, because right now it sounds like you have this unknown, in a sense. The other thing to do is perhaps when you're holding it, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about, okay, you have an emotion with the dream, and it sounds like you have an emotional quality that's coming through. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So if you were to just hold that maybe in front of you and in a time when you have an opportunity to kind of do some work, you know, not when you're racing around town in your car, but maybe at home in a nice space for yourself, and bring it up, you know, rather than pushing it away, invite it in, and if it helps, I like to do it in front of me. It's not as intimidating. And it's almost like, okay, bring that energy in front, actually make it stronger, and just sit with it. You're not going in the dream, so it maybe will feel a little safer that you're in your body, you know, you're awake, but you're looking and working at the emotional issue. And that's usually what is actually at the bottom of a dream, a scary dream, is there's an emotional quality that's looking to be purified. And I don't think we always need to know what it's about. But if you want to maybe try that, and it's important to, you know, stay in your breath, start with your breath, and breathe from the lower abdomen. And we really focus on this a lot in Qigong, as far as this is kind of our cauldron for purifying off those impurities in the body, if you want to think of it that way. And so holding it, kind of breathing, continuing to breathe, and the exhale is a good way to kind of just feel and almost like you can feel sometimes the emotion slowly starting to kind of just mist off until it doesn't have that charge. And that's really when you feel like you get to the point where there isn't that charge, then you've done the healing work. But as a backup, what a nice little technique to do is to hold it out there, work with it, and then you can invite a spiral of energy. And the spiral in Qigong represents unity, and it's taking away, it's unifying and taking back to kind of the transcendent, you know, the eternal source, God, there's different names, but you might want to try that. I remember I've had incredible, it seems so easy, and yet it can be so profound. And just send it up, and it can purify it like that, too.
So when I have this during the night, I should try to do this when I wake up and say, okay, I don't want to go back to sleep because I don't want to dream it again. Is that the time to do it?
I think it might be safer for you to feel doing it when you are awake and not feeling the angst of the nightmare itself. So okay. I would invite you perhaps to do it as preventative work before going and allowing the dream to get you there. Mm-hmm. You bring it up consciously, bring up the emotional, magnify it, sit with it, just hold it kind of like in a bowl and let it purify just by just being with it.
So what you're saying then is that there's something going on with me that I'm holding on to, a fear of something that I'm not willing to let go of. That's why it keeps coming back.
I'm not going to pinpoint it that specifically, but perhaps there is, this is a reflection of something going on inside that is perhaps not resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever it is, you know, I would say just look to purify it,
mm-hmm.
bring it out,
okay.
clear it up, and then move forward. And more likely than not, you will have a validating experience that something has shifted
yeah.
in a very positive way.
Linda, before you came on, we were talking about reoccurring dreams, and I asked that question about reoccurring dreams that keep coming back, not always scary dreams, but mm-hmm. sometimes dreams that just keep coming back. But I don't think many of us stop to think about what the dream is trying to tell us, so to speak. And I think, Christina, what you are sharing today, especially in that heartfelt story you shared about your dad, you know, there are messages that we do get from the symbols in our lives, and certainly dreams are one form. But isn't it also true, Christina and Linda, you might have this in your life, isn't it also true that sometimes we find ourselves attracted to certain symbols? You know, in the Native American tradition, they would call them totems. For example, for whatever reason, I have this desire to have figures of wolves around me, or that kind of energy, so to speak. And honestly, I've never seen a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Other people may have dragons in their lives. Are these symbols that show up kind of in the same way as certain images in our dreams show up, or do they take on a different perspective or meaning?
So these are some positive symbols that are coming up recurrently that we feel
yep.
a close connection to.
Correct.
So perhaps they are representing a certain aspect of ourselves. You know, sometimes a certain animal totem, like you're mentioning, has a certain quality about it. It could be wisdom,
mm-hmm.
could be courage. And sometimes these energies come up maybe to reflect something that we're feeling, something that we're would be helpful to connect with in the time where we dream of it, and sometimes just because it feels like a part of us. And I think whatever the situation, it is nice, and that I do think we have our personal symbols that are powerful in our lives. And I would say if you look at Reiki, that those are certain symbols that are used in healing. And one could also use some of these dream images, the energy behind the signature of the symbol in healing work as well. So many applications.
Thank you. Thank you. Linda, did we get most of your questions there?
Yes, yes. And it's just getting through the night. I mean, it doesn't happen every night or, you know, once mm-hmm. a month or anything like that. It's just
okay.
every once in a while. And I used to, when I was a kid, had a dream. It just came back to me now that I used to get lock myself in the bathroom because there was a witch outside trying to get me.
Uh-huh.
It was bizarre. It was bizarre. And I've even had it as I got older, which was bizarre.
And it's a very common dream thing to have come up, actually. It's very interesting. I was just speaking with a friend about witch dreams not too long ago. And I think, for me anyway, and you have to use your assessment to see if it applies to you, but when I think about the symbol of the witch and the what that represents to me, it's kind of that creative potential. It's the wisdom of the body, the wisdom of our feminine instincts,
mm-hmm.
and that we have kind of been shoved away in our culture, I think, that we've grown up with. It hasn't been encouraged, and so what happens naturally for things that are not encouraged is we often maybe suppress parts of ourselves, and I think that's a common one, particularly perhaps for women. And so part of the journey is to reconcile with this maybe positive energy that may have been suppressed or misunderstood or just culturally held down. And so it's an opportunity on a personal level to heal that within ourselves.
Yeah. That's a very positive way to look at it, because I always looked at it as, okay, somebody's trying to get me and I don't know who that is.
No, and that's where, you know, when you start to really watch your dreams and share in dream groups, we really do see how common some of these symbols and the experience of our growth, how it comes through dreams, and how there is that universal aspect, and I would say that is definitely one of them that I've seen.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much. This was very helpful for me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you
for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Thank you
Bye.
So much. Well, we've talked about a lot of things, here, Christina, and thank you. That was a great call to really get a sense of how things do show up in our lives. And so I wanted to ask you, for people that are listening to the show, you know, what do we want them to pay attention to, especially if we are to interpret the messages we're getting, whether it be in our conscious or our subconscious beings? What is it we want to share with people so that they can get insight into perhaps some things that are trying to get their attention, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the main thing to go away with is the importance of following your dreams, and that there is this immense wisdom that we can access that is available to us when we are open and ready to listen. And sometimes if we don't feel like we're remembering our dreams, maybe we have to just bring a little bit more of that yin or feminine or quiet time in our lives, contemplative inner time in a sense. And you know, there are things to do like stay in bed an extra half hour longer if you can on the weekends, maybe not during the work week, but that you just have the space to allow the dreaming to come through and a space for quiet in an otherwise maybe crazy, busy life. The other thing about dreams is there are no bad dreams, that they are all coming in the service of health and wholeness. Now, some of them may appear and have a negative feel to them, but that's usually just to bring attention to something that is ready to heal in our lives. And if we can work on those things on the inner planes, we don't need to reflect them in our external world. Because I do think there is that inner-outer correlation. And like you said, we dream while we're awake, and we have experiences that we learn from with people we encounter, relationships, just as we do with the nighttime symbols that come in our dreams as well. So to allow those, maybe look at those and not be so intimidated by those dreams, to then transcend them. And that is the power of dream work. And when we work with our dreams and transcend them in our inner world, just think what we can do in our outer world as well. So that's it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to continue on that vein of listen to your dreams, find groups to share dreams with is very helpful because it validates your inner experience. I think that's where people often get off track in their authenticity, is they suppress parts of themselves. Oh, that dream's too weird. I don't know what it says about me. But so by sharing, we kind of feel empowered. We feel validated by who we are. And so to move forward and try to understand dreams and to celebrate the dreams, and it leads like in Taoism to the path, an easy path to our destiny and authentic joyful living. So I wish everyone well on their journey.
And I want to thank you so much, Christina, for joining us here today. You know, you have such a wonderful way to help us connect with so many different parts of who we are that we really keep dormant most of the time. So thank you for joining us, and please give out your website one more time for our listeners.
Well, thank you also, Dr. Pat. It was a pleasure to be on the show. And then the website, www.taooftarot, that would be taooftarot.com.
been listening to an encore presentation of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. You may hear Dr. Pat live Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. For a full schedule of Dr. Pat's programming, visit thedrpatshow.com. That's drpatshow.com.